Reflecting on this gospel, it caused me to wonder, to whom do we listen? Where is our source of wisdom? Recently, I saw this book, it got rave reviews, called Think Again by a fellow called Adam Grant. I don't know much about Adam Grant, but this book got great reviews, and it said it was a favorite book of Bill and Melinda Gates. So I said, well, okay, maybe I'll get this. So I got this book and I read it. I didn't get much out of it, so I'm not highly recommending it, but the basic thesis of the book, though, it's about wisdom. And he said, your wisdom begins when you discover how little you know. That's the beginning of your wisdom. When you discover not how much you know, but how little you know, then you're on the road to wisdom. So it caused me to wonder, in this gospel reading we have from the book of John, Jesus saying, whoever hears me has life, lives in light and not in darkness. You know, when people come to see me and they have some conflict or some problem in life, after I listen to their story, one of the first questions I ask is, who do you listen to? Some people say, I have a close friend or a member of my family, or I have a counselor or something. And I want to know, what does this person tell you? Lest perchance I should contradict some wisdom that the person already has. We all have somebody to go to when we need some advice or some wisdom. And that's what this gospel is about. Where do we go when we're looking for wisdom? The meaning of life, a deeper understanding now. And there are so many voices today. I mean, we have people in entertainment and people in sports, and they'll give you commentary on just about anything. And a lot of people listen to them. Their theology might come from some rock star, but the rock star is not a person who is grounded in theology. But just because the name is famous does not mean the name is wise. So keep that in mind. To whom do we listen? And I've wondered at times, do we really listen to ourselves? Not to our wisdom now, but a deeper voice deep inside of us. You know, where we'll say, I can't believe I said that. You know, there's a voice inside of us that says, I can't believe I did that. I spoke that way. That's an inner voice. That's a voice of conscience, worth listening to. Or you could have a voice within you saying, I feel very good. I mean, I feel fulfilled about some kindness or something I did. You might want to listen to a deeper voice inside yourself, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit speaking to you through conscience. Recently, somebody sent me a little blurb like this. You know, you get those little messages on your phone. And it had a video of this man at breakfast. He's having breakfast, and he notices across from him, a little distance, the elderly lady was sitting there, and she was all dressed up for her breakfast. And as he was leaving, this was in a video, he stops and he goes down on one knee and he says, Madam, he said, I want to tell you how beautiful you look today. And she said, I know you. And he said, no, you don't know me. I never met you before. And she said, today is the first anniversary of my husband's death. He died 1 year ago today. And that's exactly what he would have said to me. And this man went away. And his commentary at the end of it is, there are certain times in life when God taps us on the shoulder and says, notice something or do something. Now, we miss that. His teaching was, be sensitive and be aware when God taps you on the shoulder and says, do you see something? Or is there something here that needs your response? A healing, a word of kindness, whatever it is. So his teaching was, lift your awareness now and be conscious of how God speaks to you in very simple ways. The person who listens to Jesus Christ revealing God's presence within us walks in light. That's what the gospel says. And the person who does not listen walks in darkness. The invitation of God's word, walk today in the light of Christ. Amen.